Texte numéro 129. YouTube is limiting recommendations of weight and fitness videos to teenagers. YouTube is restricting teenagers' exposure to fitness and weight-related videos to protect their well-being. This means that the platform's algorithm will no longer make repeated recommendations of content that focuses on achieving specific fitness levels or body weights, or extols particular physical features. This could include gym routines that involve pursuing a certain look and videos that idealize beauty features. But these changes do not stop teens searching for and viewing such content in the first place, and may not be enough to make a meaningful change. Social media platforms are a fundamental part of youth culture. They hold the power to shape perceptions about appearance, health, fitness, and lifestyle. Their vast repository of appearance-related videos can place great pressure on young people, bombarding them with all kinds of content that promotes unrealistic and often unachievable body standards. Research has found that exposure to appearance-related content on social media is linked to increased body dissatisfaction and increased engagement in more restrictive eating behaviour. Such content can be difficult to escape when algorithms are built to keep pushing it on users, even if young people are actively seeking more positive, less damaging content. Body dissatisfaction among teens is linked to depression, anxiety, and eating disorders. Teenagers are at a critical developmental period where they are highly susceptible to social influences, so the content that they are exposed to on social media can heavily affect how they view themselves. The rise of social media fitness and beauty influencers and all the videos about strict exercise routines, what I eat a day videos and beauty routines has gone hand in hand. Teenagers feel pressure to conform to the body ideals portrayed in this content, but these ideals are often practically unattainable for most to achieve. In reality, influencers often use a range of filters in their pictures and videos. These digitally altered images create a distorted view of appearance, contributing to increased body dissatisfaction for teenagers. If we give teenagers the knowledge and understanding about the way algorithms can affect what they see and the risks associated with this, then they can feel a sense of empowerment and autonomy around their own safe social media use. YouTube, along with other platforms, could take a more active role in promoting body diversity. This could include elevating videos that challenge traditional beauty standards. If we are to protect teenagers from poor body image and build greater online resilience, then it will require not only stricter algorithmic regulations. Media literacy, education, and a cultural shift toward a body positive movement is needed. Adapted from the Conversation UK, October 2024.